下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福我们。
And you bless this time too.
除去我们的疲惫。疲惫 fatigue.
Oh, may you help us to relieve of our fatigue.
使我们可以在你面前得力。
May you give us strength.
使我们在敬拜你的当中的你得到荣耀。
In our worship, may you be glorified.
祝福我们下面的时间。
May you bless this time.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这又是我自己起的名啊，不知道对不对。
This title I came up with myself. I'm not sure if it's correct.
但是大家都知道是什么事儿哈。
But we all know what's going on.
我们看上一次我们讲到了神审判了这个世界。
Last time we saw God expressed judgment on the earth.
用洪水。
There was the flood.
除了亚挪亚和挪亚的一家之外呢，都被淹死了。
Besides Noah and his family, all were drowned.
因为当时的那些人呢，他们心里边想的都是恶。
Because at that time, all the people in their hearts were full of wickedness.
或者说他们都犯罪罪了。
In other words, they were all committing sin.
但是神呢，在挪亚和挪亚一家身上呢，显出他的恩慈。
But God expressed His mercy upon Noah and his family.
不但拯救他们。
Not only did He save them.
而且给他们祝福。
But also blessed them.
让他们继续生很多的孩子。
That they may have many children.
因为当时其他的人都死掉了。
Because at that time all other people have died.
只有挪亚和他的三个儿子，还有三个儿媳妇，还有他太太。
There was only Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives.
所以神给他们祝福的时候呢，啊，又重新生了很多的人。
And so in that blessing there were a lot of children and offspring.
我们会想一件事情。
So we may consider.
这个世界呢，刚刚经历了上帝的审判。
This world has just received God's judgment.
这挪亚和三个儿子他们亲眼看到了上帝的愤怒。
Noah and his sons, they personally witnessed this wrath.
他看到了上帝愤怒倾倒在那些罪人身上，罪人毁灭的情况。
They saw the wrath and how it destroyed all the people.
我们会想说，哦，这时候人会可能会悔改了。
We may be thinking, oh, people must be repenting now, right?
哦，发生了这么大的事情，人再不悔改，那真的是不好了。
There was such a great event, if people still do not repent, then that this cannot be good, right?
但是上次我们就看到了挪亚，哎，挪亚就开始犯错了。
But last time we saw that Noah did make a mistake.
喝醉酒了。
He got drunk.
不穿衣服。
He was unclothed.
以至于使他的孙子迦南呢被咒诅。
And his grandson received a curse.
那么人呢，有越来越多，越来越多，人就多起来了。
And there were more and more people.
我们看人又做了什么。
Let us go on to see what men also did.
创世纪第十一章第一节这样说。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 says,
那时天下人的口音言语都是一样的。
Now the whole earth had one language and the same words.
因为他们都是挪亚和他太太的后代嘛。
Because they were all the descendants of Noah and his wife.
所以那个时候呢，没有那么多的外语的，就是一种语言。
So at that time there weren't many languages, there was just that one.
不但是一种语言，连口音都一样。
Not only was there just one language, they all spoke with the same accent.
第二节说，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。
It goes on to say, and people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there.
你知道这些人呢，他们是种地的，还有放羊放牛的。
We have to note that these people, they are farmers, or they were, they're shepherds, they kept livestock.
所以呢，平原呢，对他就很重要。
So to them, plains were very important.
你山地就不行啊，山地不适合种庄稼，也不适合放羊的。
The mountains are not okay, they are not suitable for sending livestock and they're also not suitable for crops.
所以他们一直要找到一个比较适合他们生活的一个地方。
So they want to find a place which is suitable for their life.
最后就找到一片地，这片地呢就是平原。
And they finally found a place and they said it's a plain.
这片地的名字叫示拿。
And this land is called Shinar.
于是他们发现一片非常平整的，是一段平整的土地，上面又有水又有草。
They found a very flat piece of land. There was a lot of water and grass there.
他们说，哎，我们就在这里住下吧，不要再走了。
And they said to themselves, let's just stay here. Let's not keep on moving.
然后他们就彼此商量说，第三节，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。
Verse 3 says, And they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar.
我们看到他们在示拿这个平原这个地方呢，他们不仅仅是说，哎，我们在这地方搭起帐篷啊，或者盖起房子啊，我们在这里生活呀，种地呀，牧放牛羊。
You can see that in Shinar, they did not simply just say, Oh, let us pitch our tents or...build our houses here and have fields and to keep our livestock.
他们大家在一起商议，商议要做一件大事情。
They were discussing and they were going to do something big.
哇，很大的事情。
They were going to do something very big.
我看什么事情呢？我们来看。
What are they going to do? Let's see.
他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在地上。
Verse 4 says, Then they said, Come let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth.
首先呢，他们要造一座大城。
So they wanted to build a big city.
他们为什么要造一座大城呢？
Why do they want a city?
你知道城啊，就有城墙的。
You know, a city, it has walls.
以前的时候那些城啊，都是被城墙围住的。
In that time, all the cities, they had a wall.
你比如说耶路撒冷呢，耶路撒冷就有城墙的。
For example, Jerusalem, it had a wall.
所以城墙是做什么用的呢？就是保护城里边的人的。
And this wall is used to protect the people inside.
如果有敌人来攻击这些人的时候呢，那个城门一关上啊，敌人就没办法了。
If there were enemies coming to attack you, you would close the gates and then you would be safe.
你可能说，那没问题啊，飞机去轰炸就好了吗？
You may say, oh, that's not a problem. There can just be airplanes to attack you.
或者用大炮，嗯。
Or you can use a cannon to attack.
那时候没有。
At that time, those did not exist.
所以城墙就很重要。
So the city wall was very important.
所以呢，这些人呢，他们要在一起呢，要保护自己，要建一座大的城。
So all these people, they wanted to protect themselves, and so they wanted to build a city wall.
当有人来攻击他们的时候呢，他们可以借助这个城呢来保护自己。
And when people wanted to attack them, they could use the city wall to protect themselves.
啊，这是他们第一个工程哈。
And this is their first piece of engineering.
第二个呢，他还要造一座塔。
And they also wanted to build a tower.
塔顶通天。
With its top in the heavens.
换句话说呢，比我们的 CN Tower 还要高的。
They wanted to make it taller even than our CN Tower.
他造这么一座塔做什么呢
？What is this tower for？
我们的 CN Tower 那是一个电视塔，发射电视信号的。
Our CN Tower it is a TV tower. It is for transmitting TV signals.
啊，那上面还有一个餐厅。
There's also a restaurant there.
你可以啊坐电梯上面去吃饭。
You could ride the elevator up there to eat.
你站在上面呢，还可以看到整个的多伦多。
Standing on top, you can also see all of Toronto.
所以那是个旅游的地方。
So it is also a vacation hotspot.
但是他们造的这些人要造这座塔顶通天呢，他有他的目的的。
And when these people wanted to make their tower with its top in the heavens, they had their purposes too.
他们的目的是什么呢？为要传扬我们的名。
It is for them to make a name for themselves.
他们传扬他们的名的意思呢，就是让世上的人都知道他们。
To make a name for themselves means that they want everyone else to know about them.
然后惧怕他们。
And to fear them.
好了，他要传扬他的名，觉得说，哎，我很了不起，看我们建到这个塔。
They wanted to build this tower and then say, hey, we are really cool, right? We're really good. We have this great tower.
然后呢，下一个他们要做什么呢？他说，免得我们分散在地上。
And it also says, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth.
他想造一座城，然后又造一座塔，然后又敌人又不敢攻击他。
They wanted to build a city, they wanted to make a wall around it, and they also wanted to build a tower so that nobody could attack them.
然后让世界上的人都知道，哇，这些人很厉害呀。
And they wanted everybody else to know that they are really powerful.
所以他们要聚在一起。
So they wanted to gather together.
聚在一起的目的是什么呢？他说力量更大吧。
And why would they want to gather together? Because they thought there is strength in numbers.
我们都知道我们是中国人哈。
We are all Chinese.
中国人的最大特点是什么？
What is an attribute of Chinese people?
就是人多嘛。
We are very numerous.
所以我们说我们中国是个大国。
So we see that China is a really big country.
所以那个时候呢也是一样的。这些人他们不想分散，他们想聚集在一起，他们想成为一个大的一个国家。
At that time, it was the same. They did not want to disperse and they wanted to form a big country.
大的国家呢就表明它很 powerful, 它很有力量的。
It's a very big country, it is also very powerful.
它不但可以不惧怕其他的国家的攻击，哎，它还可以打败其他的国家。
Not only would they not be afraid of other people attacking them, but they could go attack other people.
为什么呢？
Why?
人多呀。
Because there's a lot of people.
所以我们看到这些人的想法完全出于他自己为中心的目的。
So you see these people, their thoughts, they are all centered on themselves.
他和神呢没什么关系。
They did not consider God very much.
他不是在想说，哎，我们是有神的形象的。
They did not say to themselves, we are made in the image of God.
我们要活出神的形象的。
We should live according to this image of God.
你看我们的祖先，他们没有活出神的形象，最后被洪水给淹死了。
Look at our ancestors, they did not live according to this image, and then they were destroyed.
神的愤怒毁灭了他们。
God's wrath destroyed them.
啊，我们得悔改呀。
We should repent.
他们没有。
They did not do this.
他们相反却要更加的要表明，哦，我自己很了不起。
Rather, they just went and wanted to express how great they are.
他要自己保护自己。
They wanted to protect themselves.
他要传扬自己的名。
They wanted to make their names known.
他要成为一个大的国家。
They wanted to become a big country.
我们看，这是这些人在一起商量，挪亚的后代们在一起商量这个事情。
And these people are discussing the offspring of Noah. They are discussing.
他们也可能已经开始工作了哈。
Maybe they have already started work.
那么第六节这里说，耶和华说，看哪，他们成为一样的民，都是一样的言语。如今做起这事儿来，以后他们所要做的事儿就没有不成功的了。
Verse 6 says, And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing they propose to do will now be impossible for them.
我们看到前边呢是挪亚的后代们在想。
So last we saw that the offspring of Noah, they were just thinking about doing it.
那么第二个呢我们看到的呢是挪亚的后代们他们在一起在说，在讨论这个问题。
The second point is now they are discussing it.
所以他们有一个非常的宏伟的美丽的一个蓝图。
And so they have a very glorious blueprint for themselves.
一座大城，一个塔，一个大的国家， cool.
Great country and a big tower is going to be really cool.
但是呢，从现在开始，我们看耶和华神怎么看，耶和华神怎么说。
But let us consider now, how does God look at the situation, and what does he say?
耶和华神说，看哪，这些人呢，都成为一样的人民了，就是他们讲一样的话，有一样的口音嘛。
It says, behold, these are one people, and they have one language.
他们现在团结在一起，他们现在团结在一起，要建个大城，建个塔。
They are going to gather together, and they're going to make a big city and a big tower.
如果这个事儿要做成功的话，那以后做什么事儿都能做成功啊。
If they are able to succeed in this, then everything else they want to do, they will succeed in too.
这个里边呢，我们听起来呢，似乎是上帝好像怕了这些人了。
When we hear this, it sounds like God is starting to become afraid of man.
觉得可能是神，耶和华神怕这些人，以后他控制不了他们。
It's as if God is afraid of losing control over mankind.
而实际上呢，不是这样，不是这个意思的。
But in reality, it is not this case.
我们知道一件事情，这些人无论是造城，无论是造塔，无论是成为一个大国，他们是为他们自己。
We know one thing, and it's that when these people are going to make their big city or their big tower, it is for themselves.
他们要人感觉他们了不起。
They want other people to think that they are great.
而不是要传扬神的名。
And it is not to express God's glory to them.
所以这件事情在神的眼中呢是一个恶的事情。
And so in God's eyes, this is an evil thing.
和那些以前被洪水毁灭的那些人所犯的罪呢是一样的。
It is quite similar to the sin that was committed to the people who committed by the people who died in the flood.
换一句话说，如果这些人做成了这些事情，他们的名字得到传扬了，那么这些人的结局呢，跟洪水毁灭的那些人的结局是一样的。
In other words, if they are successful in making a name for themselves, then their result will be the same as the people who were drowned in the flood.
所以耶和华神说，这不行的。 这些人是在罪恶的道路上，正在走得很远。
And so God says, this is not okay. They're on this road to sin, and they're going very far.
因为那些挪亚的后代们觉得他们做了一个非常的伟大的一个工程。
Because these descendants of Noah, they think they are undertaking a very great engineering project.
但是上帝呢，已经看到了这个工程如果做成的话，那么这些人的结果呢，就是被毁灭。
And God sees that if they are to succeed, then their result will be the same as those who died in the flood.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这些人和之前被洪水毁灭的那些人是一样的。他们要传扬自己的名，他们根本不介意上帝的存在。
Because these people, they are the same as the people before the flood. They want to make a name for themselves, and they don't care about God.
还记不记得被洪水毁灭的那些人，他们每天想的是什么？
Do you remember the people who were destroyed by the flood? What were they thinking about all day?
他们每天想的就是自己。
They were thinking about themselves all day.
他们每天想的就是罪恶。
Every day they would think about sin.
他们所想的一切就是如何成为一个大国，如何成为一个 powerful man.
All they were thinking was to make a good city or a powerful big city or to be a powerful man.
最后他们的结局就是被洪水毁灭了，在上帝的愤怒当中。
And their result was that they died in the flood.
那些人被洪水毁灭的时候，他们并没有意识到，哎呦，上帝的愤怒要来了，他没有的。When
they died in the flood, they did not realize that the wrath of God was upon them.
同样的道理，这些建造巴别塔的人呢，他们也并没有意识到，他们所做的在神眼中是一个大恶。Similarly,
for these people who wanted to build the Tower of Babel, they did not understand that in God's eyes this was evil.
但是上帝知道。But
God did know.
所以上帝呢说这个不行的。
And God said this is not okay.
如果他们做成这件事情的话，上帝的愤怒又会临到他们。
If they were to succeed, then the wrath of God would be poured upon them again.
那么第七节，我们看上帝就采取行动。
And we see God takes action in verse 7.
上帝说，我们下去，在那里辩论他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。
Verse 7 says, Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech.
所以我们看到上帝并没有把他的愤怒倾倒在这些人身上。So
we see that God's wrath was not poured out upon these people.
上帝也没有马上毁灭这些人。And
God did not destroy the city.
而是把他们的口音给变乱了。But
rather, he confused their language.
他们讲不同的语言。They
are now speaking different languages.
而这里边讲的不同的语言呢，不是每个人讲一种语言哈。
And these languages, it's not everybody got their own one language.
可能一群人讲一个语言。
Perhaps one group of people spoke one language.
比如说闪的儿子们讲一种语言。
For example, the offspring of Shem, they spoke one language.
然后在这个语言当中呢，又有不同的口音。
And then within this one language is also accents.
那韩和雅弗呢，他们也讲不同的语言，有不同的口音。
And also Ham and the other brothers, they spoke all different languages.
所以他们彼此就不能够互相的交流了。And
they lost their ability to communicate with each other.
第八节，于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工，不造那城。Verse
8 says, So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off the building of the city.
所以他们的语言也不通了，也不能够互相再讨论、再商量了，那这个城一定造不起来了嘛。
So they were unable to communicate because of the language barriers, and they could not continue constructing the city.
两个人讲话，我说话你也听不懂，你说话我也听不懂，那咱就拜拜吧。Two
people, when they speak to each other, they don't understand each other, and so they part ways.
所以这个时候呢，这个挪亚的后代们就开始分开到不同的地方去。And
now we see the descendants of Noah, they are separating, and they go to different places.
所以有些人呢，就是我们今天的亚洲人的祖先。
So now we see there's some people in Asia.
有一些人呢，就是
亚佛的祖先欧洲人。
And there were other people that formed the ancestors of Europe.
韩呢啊非洲人。
Yeah.
祖先。
And Ham, he went to Africa to be their descendant, ancestor.
所以这个人呢就分到世界的各个地方去。
And so we see that these people, they were separated over the face of the earth.
所以呢那个城呢没造起来，但是那个城还在那里。
And so the city, it did not finish construction, but it was still there.
所以我说他们可能已经开始建造一些工程了。
So maybe they did start working on it.
当他们都四散分开到不同地方的时候呢，那个没造完的城啊就在那扔着。这个城人家给他起个名叫巴比。
So when they were dispersed and the city was just left there, somebody gave them a name and it was called Babel.
巴别的意思就是变乱的意思。
Babel meant it was just confused.
让人可以知道这个城之所以没建起来就是因为神变乱了他们的口音。
And people will know that they were unable to finish the city because the Lord confused them.
所以我们在今天的经文当中我们看到了两件事情。
So in today's passage, we see two things.
第一件事情我们看到人并没有悔改。
We see the first thing is that people have not repented or been reconciled with God.
当挪亚和挪亚的一家离开方舟的时候出来的时候。
When Noah and his family, when they got out of the ark.
挪亚筑了一座坛给耶和华神献祭。
Noah, he built an altar and then he offered to the Lord.
所以我们看挪亚和挪亚的一家挺敬虔的。
And so we see that Noah and his family, they were godly.
但是我们看就是因为挪亚他喝醉了酒。
But we see Noah just because he got drunk.
我们就会感觉到一点哦 ,something wrong.
We know that there's something wrong.
但是我们看仅仅几代人之后那时候挪亚的儿子们还没有死的时候呢这个世界已经堕落败坏到这个程度。
We see that within just a few generations, when Noah's sons were still alive, we see that there was already this much corruption.
人呢，没有因为神的愤怒、神的审判呢，而去转向神，而更加远离神。
Men have not turned back just because of God's wrath, but rather they proceeded deeper into sin.
他不要去寻求神的旨意。
They did not pursue God's word.
他要做成自己的旨意。
They wanted to follow their own will.
他们不到上帝那里去寻求祝福。
They did not go to God for blessing.
他们要自己祝福自己。
They wanted to bless themselves.
他不要上帝保护他们，他们要造个大城来保护自己。
They did not look for God's protection. They wanted to build their own city wall for their protection.
虽然他们经历了上帝的祝福，就是人呐，一下就多起来了，很多人。
Even though they experienced God's blessing and they greatly multiplied,
但是他们却讲说哎咱别分开我们要成为一个大国。
And they said, let's not separate, let us form one big city.
所以他们在自己寻求自己的祝福。
And so they are seeking their own blessing.
他们要靠自己的力量呢来得到这样的祝福。
They want to receive this blessing by their own strength.
我们看结果是怎么样呢
?And what is the result?
你根本做不成嘛。
You are unable to.
他们的目的没有达到的。
They did not achieve their purpose.
上帝只是变乱了人的口音了，他们这个工程就好像不曾经计划过一样。
God confused their language, and so construction stopped, and they just never completed.
就好像他们曾经没有计划过一样。
It's as if they did not plan it well at all.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点我们看到了上帝的忍耐。
The second point is God's forbearance.
当人要传扬自己的名的时候
When man wanted to make a name for themselves,
他有一个相同的结果。
They had a similar result.
是什么呢？就是无形当中他就在说上帝，我就是上帝，你不是上帝。
They kept on saying that I am God and God, you're not God.
这是个大罪。
This is a very big sin.
想要自己来取代上帝。
They wanted to make themselves gods.
就好像那魔鬼借着蛇向夏娃所说的，你就像神一样了。
It is just like the devil speaking through the serpent to Eve. You are like God.
所以因此神把亚当和夏娃赶出了伊甸园。
And so God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden.
但是这个时候人，他们依然要传扬自己的名。
But now we see people, they still want to make a name for themselves.
他们不去思念，不去寻求上帝的一切的美善。
They did not want to think about or pursue God's will.
而和毁洪水毁灭之前的人一样，依然在寻求自我私欲的满足。
These people were the same as the people before the flood. They just want to look for themselves and look for their own pleasure.
但是上帝在这里显出了他极大的忍耐。
And God has expressed his great forbearance here.
他并没有把愤怒倾倒给这些人。
He did not express his wrath upon these people.
也没有马上审判这些人。
And did not judge these people.
而是开始引导这些人。
But rather he started leading them.
引导他们怎么样呢？不要做不成他们里边私欲的想法。
Leading them such that they will not achieve their purpose.
所以我们看到这位上帝他有忍耐是因为他里边有一个良善的本性。
And so we see that God's forbearance is a witness to his kindness.
我们人为什么不能忍耐？
Why are we unwilling to express forbearance?
因为我们里边没有良善。
Because we are not good.
我们做父母的想一想我们自己。
As parents, think about yourselves.
是不是我们怎么样对我们的儿女的？
How are we treating our kids?
我们做儿女的想一想我们的父母。
And now as kids, think about your parents.
但是你不要高兴，不要说，哎，对，我爸爸就这样，啊，我妈妈就这样。
Don't laugh and point at your parents. It's like, oh, they're like that.
因为当你长大，你成为父母的时候，你跟你的父母是一样的。
Because when you grow up and you become parents yourselves, you may become like your parents.
我们生气的时候，我们就要把我们的愤怒倾倒出去。当我们生气的时候，我们有怒气的时候，我们要把我们的 anger pull out.
Okay. So yeah, when we are angry, we want to express that anger.
哎呀，不把这个怒气放出去的时候，不舒服。
If you do not express your anger, then you will feel very uncomfortable.
我们不能忍耐一刻钟的。
And we are unable to express forbearance for even just a little bit.
但是你看，这个时候的人，他们公然的藐视上帝，但是上帝却没有把他的愤怒倾倒出来。
And look at these people, when they were belittling God very overtly, God did not immediately express his wrath upon them.
而去引导这些人远离那个危险的 地方。
But rather, God led them away from this dangerous sin.
所以我们看到上帝是多么的慈爱。
So let us now consider how loving God is.
我们常常呢想讲上帝的属性的时候呢，我们常常讲三个。
When we talk about God's attributes, we commonly talk about three of them.
上帝是圣洁的。
God is holy.
上帝是公义的。
God is righteous.
上帝是慈爱的。
God is love.
但是实际上帝还有其他的属性呢。
God has other attributes too, though.
我们需要去认识的。
And we must know these.
在这里边我们看到的是什么呢？
So what do we see here then?
上帝的良善的属性。
God's goodness.
就是他是良善的。
He is good.
作为一种本性的存在，他是良善的。
Intrinsically, in his very core part of his nature, he is good.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们为什么一直以来我们要认识上帝的属性呢？
Why is it so important for us to understand God's attributes?
因为属性是不能变的。
Because these attributes, they cannot change.
也就是说上帝有良善的属性，那么他无论做什么说什么他都是良善的。
Because God has this attribute of goodness, everything that he does is out of his goodness.
比如说
For example,
当洪水毁灭世界的时候
When the flood destroyed the earth,
你会怎么看？
How do you view it?
你会觉得说，哇，这是一场大的灾难呢。
You would say, oh, that's a very big catastrophe.
哇，这个是不好的。
This is not good.
但是这丝毫不能说明上帝不良善。
But just because we don't think it's good does not mean that God is not good.
而恰恰相反，这样的洪水的审判，上帝愤怒的倾倒，恰恰是上帝良善的体现。
Rather, this wrath that God expressed, it is an expression of His goodness too.
所以良善也包括他恨恶一切的罪恶。
So this goodness, it includes Him hating all sin.
罪恶就是不良善嘛。
And this sin is not good.
所以我们今天在这里，我们看到了上帝良善的本性。
Today we see God's attribute of goodness.
你们年轻人也好，年长的人也好，我们所经历的事情呢，不一定完全如你的愿的。
Whether you are young or whether you are old, not everything will go according to your liking.
我们常常会像这些造巴别塔的人。
We are often like these people who wanted to build the Tower of Babel.
我们会做很多美好的计划。
We have a lot of plans.
我们小的时候读书的时候，老师总喜欢问我们一个问题。
When we are young, the teacher always likes to ask us one question when we are reading books.
你长大想做什么呀？
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
有小朋友说，我要做科学家。
Some people say, I want to be a scientist.
最后我的同学没有一个做科学家的。
And none of my classmates ended up being scientists.
我要电影演员。
I want to be an actor.
我同学没有一个做电影演员的。
None of my classmates ended up being actors.
没有一个人说，我想去做工人的。
Not one person said they wanted to be an engineer.
最后我的同学都是工人。
And as a result, all of my classmates, they became engineers.
所以我们经历会很多的事情，不是像我们想的那么样的。
We will experience many things, and they may not go according to our plans.
我们之所以这样的计划，并且这样去做呢，是因为我们以为这样对我好。
Just because we make these plans, we make them because we think that they are good for ourselves.
但是在上帝的眼里，对你不一定好。
But in God's eyes, these things may not actually be good for you.
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
For example,
比如说可乐嘛，人人都喜欢喝哈。
Coca-Cola, everyone likes it.
我们小朋友都喜欢喝。
All the young people, they really like Coca-Cola.
甚至说没有可口可乐的话，那糖水也行啊，有点甜味都喜欢喝。
Even if it's not Coca-Cola, maybe just the sugar water is good too.
是不是？
Right?
但是可乐对你真的不好。
But Coca-Cola is really not good for you.
所以你的父母会限制你喝可口可乐。
And so your parents will restrict your consumption of Coca-Cola.
甚至根本就不给你喝。
To the point maybe they will forbid you from drinking it.
哇，你会想说，哎呀，达迪，你不爱我。
You may say, oh, daddy, you don't love me.
我就喝一个可乐，你都不给我。
I just want a bottle of Coke and you're not going to give it to me.
但是爸爸会怎么说？
But what will dad say?
正是因为爸爸爱你，才不能给你喝可乐的。
It is because your dad loves you that he will not give you Coca-Cola.
因为你喜欢喝可乐，是因为你喜欢。
Because you like drinking Coca-Cola because you want it.
你觉得哎呀，这个可乐喝起来很甜，然后有很多的 bubble， 哎呀，舒服。
You think that it tastes good, it's sweet and it's fizzy, so it's really good.
但是作为你爸爸有更多的知识。
But your dad in greater wisdom.
知识。
Intelligent.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
他知道你喝这东西喝多了会伤害到你的身体的。
He knows that if you were to drink it, it's going to harm your body.
所以年轻人不要喝可乐了。
So I urge you, do not drink Coca-Cola.
现代人说可乐最好的用途是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what people nowadays say the best use of Coke is?
To flush the toilet.
To flush the toilet.
所以你知道吗？我们很多的时候，我们想让上帝帮助我们完成我们的计划。
So often we want God to help us to achieve our plans.
这是不可以的。
This is not okay.
因为我们可能想让上帝实现的这个计划对我们并不好。
Because the plans that we want God to fulfill for us, they may not be good.
但是上帝知道，哎，这个不好。
But God knows that this is not good.
他可能会 stop this.
And so he might stop it.
你会觉得说，那你就很痛苦。哎呀，看着可乐在那里又不能喝，是不是很难过？
So it may be very painful for you. You want to drink Coca-Cola. You see it there, and yet you're unable to.
所以孩子们，我们要相信上帝。
So children, you must believe in God. Have faith in Him.
上帝良善的本性告诉我们，他无论做什么，是否符合我们的心意，都是好的。
This goodness of God, it helps us to know that everything that He does is good.
这与我们怎么认为是没有关系的。
What you think is irrelevant.
伊恩小的时候，我问他一加一等于几。
When Ian was little, I asked him what is 1 + 1.
很小哈。
Very very little.
告诉我得七。
He said 7.
你觉得我会怎么说
？What do you think I'll say?
啊，伊恩真聪明，得七哈，会不会
？Would I say, oh, Ian, you're really smart. It is 7.
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
告诉伊恩得以二。
I would say, Ian, it is 2.
所以伊恩从小就知道一加一等于二。
And so Ian, from a young age, he knows that 1 plus 1 equals 2.
所以上帝他也是一样, 他们在不断地在引, 他不断地在引导我们。
And God is the same. He is constantly leading us.
我们需要的是顺服。
What we need to do is obey him.
在他的忍耐当中, 在他的带领当中, 借着我们的顺服, 我们可以离上帝的愤怒越来越远。
In his forbearance, in our following his leadership, we would be further and further from his wrath.
但是上帝的忍耐是有个极限的。
But God's forbearance is finite.
这个极限并不意味着说他没有忍耐。
It's finite, but it does not mean that he does not have any forbearance.
而是有一个时间的限制。
Rather, there is a time limit.
他不会一直忍耐我们。
He will not forbear until the end.
就好像他没有一直忍耐洪水之前的那些人。
Similarly, for the people before the flood, he did not express infinite forbearance.
到他的时间来临的时候，到那个时限来临的时候的话，洪水就来了。
When the time came, the flood did come.
当最后的时限是什么？就是耶稣再来的日子。
The very last period of time, it's when Jesus returns.
他要审判整个的世界,
and he will judge the whole earth,
毁灭一切与罪相关的,
and destroy all that is evil.
那时候我们就悔改就没有意义了。
And at that time, even if you wanted to repent, it wouldn't be very useful.
所以我们应该在上帝还忍耐我们的时候,
so right now, we should get the opportunity, we should repent when we still have the opportunity too.
上帝还向我们发出呼召的时候,
when God is still calling you,
上帝还在向我们施恩典的时候,
and God is still blessing us,
你去close to him,
and
for
you to be closer to him,
使我们不但可以远离上帝的愤怒,
so that we would not only depart from God's wrath,
我们也可以得到他的拯救,
but that we would receive his reconciliation,
好像挪亚一样,
just like Noah.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
使我们里边能够有灵性的活跃。
May we be spiritually alive.
可以认识到你的真理。
May we know your truths.
并且借着你的话语来认识你。
And by your word, may we come to know you.
求你将这话语留在我们的心里。
May your word dwell within our hearts.
成为我们的祝福。
And be our blessing.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.